Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Jace on this Friday afternoon. Rainy Friday afternoon, depending on where you are. Some parts raining, some parts not. Some parts raining aggressively. Don't miss a second of the action as the Predators return on Sunday. It'll be game one versus the Coyotes in the qualifying round, and you can have a watch party viewing destination, which will include Burger Republic and Party Foul, two really good places to go hang out. You can go to Burger Republic in Lenox Village or Mount Juliet and enjoy a Four's Burger for a limited time and $4 Happen Harry Pints. Party Foul locations are Cool Springs Galleria, which is in Franklin. You've got one on Murfreesboro Road, or in Murfreesboro off Broad Street, and one in Donaldson off Lebanon Pike, and also a location in downtown in the Gulch. Wear your gold and bring the noise to root on the Predators against the Coyotes. Party Foul and Burger Republic will be following social distancing guidelines while you watch the Preds. So two cool places to go hang on Sunday. Great place to go have lunch and a couple drinks and watch the Predators take game one over the Coyotes. At least that's the plan. All right, it is trivia time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. We've got some Payway gift cards to give away. Also, looks like some movie passes in the hopper. So jump in there, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. My category will be potluck. It's just going to be hodgepodge, whatever. There's whatever I'm thinking so like, at the time, and I'm going to ask.
Sweet potato casserole or, you know.
I'm just what? whatever's I'm just I just oh, think so I'm gonna think out loud. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna think out loud.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, probably. Probably so.
Willie, what's your category?
There you go. I just that's what I'm going with. That's my final answer. I just punched the button. Yeah, Willie, what do you got?
I've got sports in the year 2004. Why 2004? Well, I don't know. But I did come up with this. 2004 was the first season. I was going to pick a year at random, but I was like, let's have a tie-in or something. So I'm tying in with the Predators. The Predators made the NHL postseason for the first time in 2004. So we're going to go with that.
We are very prepared here for Friday trivia. Why? I don't know.
We don't know.
Why did I do potluck? I don't know. Just first thing comes to mind. Why 2004? I don't know. Felt pretty good. Chase, what do you got?
We're going to do Name That Tune as a question and not
as
a lifeline.
Oh, so you're not doing no lifeline. So it's a round.
Do you want to know why? Because I didn't want to come up with a question and come up with songs.
Because we took your categories of potluck in 2004?
Yes, I was all in on 2004. Stayed up all night through the storms researching it, and that's where. So, no, I'm just doing this.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Well, yesterday was a long day. We did put in the hour, so that's fine. That's fine. So you didn't want to have to come up with both. So today's lifeline will just be a round.
Yes.
You've got to name that tune.
Now, I do want to ask, are we going to – do you guys want to – say you can do the trivia categories first and save Name That Tune for the end, or just have them pick like usual?
I think we just let them pick. That's my vote. What's your vote, Willie?
I'm good with that.
Okay, that's fine.
Whatever order you want. I thought Chase was going to say it was because he was tired of being made fun of as a guitar player, and people were like, you know, do I have to do the Name That Tune? So now just making a priority is like sticking it to the people that were sad that it was out there. No,
okay. I am fine.
Have you been practicing extra?
Yeah,
Chase,
I took this. I took the guitar to the beach, so
okay.
I had some fun. I will say, shout out to Chris Mason. His gif of me walking to the Smash car is well done. Has a lot of people laughing. I don't know if you guys saw it, but his tweet to me is good. And also, I haven't brought this up yet, and shame on me, but 2 days ago, happy anniversary, guys. That was 1 year since Darren, Donick, and Chase became a thing. So.
Okay.
We've hit the 1 year mark.
Boy, time
flies. I didn't know yesterday was the anniversary. Wow.
2 days ago. Yeah, it was the 29th.
2 days ago.
Okay.
Yep. So there you go. Time flies when you're having
awesome.
Fun.
Awesome. Okay. We ready to get after it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. Do we need the speech, or you feel like we're okay?
I think we've got
speech.
Some people lining up. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. It will be nice and refreshing not to have to ask Willie to give the speech. I mean, the speech always works.
I do like to motivate, though. So yeah. let's
it works.
Get it going.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But we've got some people on there. Let's start with William. William, welcome into Friday Trivia.
Thank you very much.
Where would you like to start?
Ooh. Let's
I know, they're so they're all so attractive categories. I know. It's hard to pick one, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Let's go and name that tune first.
All right, name that tune
name
first.
Name that tune.
Yeah, what's your confidence level?
50%.
Okay. This is an honest answer.
That is an honest answer. All right.
This was prominent in a movie that we talk about all the time on this show. Very prominent in the movie.
I think you could even tell in the movie.
School of Rock. We talk about it all that movie all the time, and that song right there is in the movie a lot.
I Wanna Rock.
I Wanna Rock is the guess.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
The word rock is in the name of the song.
It's AC/DC. Would we have accepted just if he said AC/DC? Or does
no,
he name,
because
he
I know
the song.
Because
okay.
There could be multiple AC/DC songs that come up. So
okay. Fair enough. William, thank you for trying. You have a great weekend.
You do the same.
All right. 615-737-1025. Let's get some people in there. Let's get some participation. We've got some payway gift cards. Got some good prizes. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you are up next. Where would you like to start?
All right. Since I really love Chase's guitar playing, and let's see if I can get his song first.
Now, do you mean that, or
no? I'm just trying to butter him up a little bit.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, okay. No, smart good. Move. Smart no. move.
Well, how that works?
Do you want the same song or a new song?
Oh, I knew the last song.
Okay, well then we'll do a different one.
Well, but you asked him.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't say it. Him,
okay,
mean,
all right. Yeah, you're right. So do
well,
I?
Play,
I don't,
well,
do,
okay, play it again, and then let Tim officially guess.
See, now I messed it up. You got me all.
Yeah, it's a long way to the.
That was bad. I was like, wait, where does it go from here? I yeah. just played.
Are we gonna make it till 2 o'clock?
Yes. Totally botched the second
I botched
go around.
It. Yes.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. Congratulations. There
Thank
you go.
Goodness Correct. You were listening to the last version.
Yeah, the last version.
Yes.
This past
you did
version,
it.
I would have had no chance.
Yeah. Now, this version would yeah. not. Nobody well,
I was going to commend you, Chase, because the first guy, you played it great. That, I was yeah. like, oh, man, that was tight. You don't have to practice.
There it
he
is.
Got it.
There
hey,
it
Chase,
is.
He got it. He got it. Tim's
I
got
know.
It.
I had to make sure I got it right.
Okay. Tim, potluck.
Tim is advanced to the second round. Let's move.
I've been swinging sledgehammers. It's been a long day.
In 2004, right, which one you want?
Let's do potluck because Willie always has the hardest question. So
okay,
he gets those tricky ones. So hopefully you'll throw me another.
I just think that's an unfair label.
Curveball down the middle.
Stronger category for you, hockey or football?
I know them both, but let's go football.
Okay. Let's see. I've already admitted it's just whatever comes to mind. All right, let's go this route. The run to the Super Bowl for the Titans in the 99 season consisted of them beating three teams before going to Atlanta to take on the Rams. Name those three teams that they defeated one at home, two on the road, to advance to the third round.
Yeah, you got me. I'm not a big Titans fan. Let's go Baltimore. He was good back then. Cincinnati and the Raiders?
Baltimore, Cincinnati, and the Raiders is the guess from Tim. And unfortunately, Tim, you literally got none of the teams right.
Yeah, I told you I'm not a Titans fan. So
okay,
I'm totally whiffed.
Hang with us, okay? So you're familiar with the Music City Miracle, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so there you go.
That was the Bills. Yeah.
There's the Bills. Yep. That was the home game.
Yeah, then, I forgot the Bills were ever good.
Then they went to this dome that has been accused over the years of piping in crowd noise. Do you follow me? You know where they went next? A dome that was accused, no longer exists, but at the time that was their home. They were accused all the time of pumping in crowd noise. Ring a bell?
No.
The Colts. So they defeated Peyton Manning.
Indianapolis.
Yep, in Indianapolis. Yep. And then they went down to a team that went 14-2 in the regular season, and their only two losses were the Titans, and they lost for a third time.
Jacksonville,
yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for trying. You have a great weekend, and you're eligible again next Friday.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you.
All right. Good job there. We'll come back. We need some winners. We want to get some winners. Let's pause. Let's take a deep breath as the thunder rolls in here in Smyrna. Let's come back, and let's get some winners. 615-737-1025. More Friday trivia here on Darren, Donick, and Chase next. It's Friday trivia here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. By the way, you can get two tickets for two parks for the price of one. It's two tickets for the price of one. You got Beach Bend and Splash Lagoon Water Park. That's on sale right now. Go to GameNashville.com, our website. Click on Beach Bend, buy one, get one free, and purchase your tickets now for only $37.99. Gift cards to Payway. He's got some movie passes to Malco Theater. But you have to participate. You have to get
in
there.
It is thundering here.
615-737-1025. 737-1025, by the way, a happy birthday we put out there earlier to Chase's mom. Also, a happy birthday to one Ryan Johansson. He's 28 today.
Happy birthday. I saw Austin Watson, who is a fantastic follow on the gram, Instagram. He had a nice little tribute to his buddy, Ryan Johansson.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's good. You'll have to go look at it. But some funny pictures of Ryan Johansson, and I've seen the guys do this. We have Ryan Johansson as a cowboy. We have him, looks like his rookie year in Columbus, even back in juniors. There is a picture of Austin Watson holding a picture of Ryan Johansson. So it's great. It's good
stuff.
All
right. We have some NFL breaking news. We talked about this yesterday on the show. And we were wondering, what would the suspension be for Antonio Brown? Does that mean that he is indeed getting close to signing with somebody? The fact that the NFL has come out and suspended a guy who's not on a team. Antonio Brown suspended 8 games by the NFL. So there you have it. That, to me, I don't know what you guys think. He's a free agent receiver. He doesn't even have a team. And yet they felt compelled to go out there and suspend him for 8 games. That tells me he's about to sign with somebody. And the rumor was, you know, that Lamar Alexander.
Senator Lamar Alexander signing Antonio Brown.
He may want Baltimore to sign Antonio Brown, but Lamar Jackson, their quarterback, was
busy man.
Was recruiting. When's the last time I said Lamar Alexander?
I was like, Darren, you're not usually one to talk about senators and politics and things.
No, you're
one of the people that did not. I don't think I've ever had really a political discussion with you in all our years. And now you're talking about, I was like, so is Lamar, like, he's outgoing as a senator, so he's going to coach or start a team or something with Antonio Brown?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know how that happened. Lamar Alexander.
We got some wires crossed on this Friday.
No doubt. Lamar Jackson. So is he going to sign? To me, the two teams that make them, the two teams that I wouldn't be surprised at all will be the Ravens and the Bucks, because the Bucks seem to be signing anybody and everybody. They're clearly going for it. So it sounds to me.
Well,
that
and Brady liked him.
Yeah. No, I know. So yeah. That to me says he's about to sign somewhere, and he'll miss the first half of the season. So we'll see how that plays out. All right. Back to trivia. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Mason. Mason, you're up next. Where would you like to start?
Let's go ahead and start with the potluck.
Potluck. Okay. Are you familiar with Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy?
Oh, yeah. Love Skillsy.
All right. Perfect. Then this will be a no-brainer for you, Mason.
I hope so.
Skillsy, back in the day, got to celebrate with a team and lift up Lord Stanley Cup, and then got to party with the rest of his team like you do when you win the cup. What team did Hal Gill win the Stanley Cup with?
Oh, boy.
In 2009.
I guess I don't love Skillsy that much. I know this should be a no-brainer. Let me just think here for a second. Was it the Bruins?
Was it the Bruins? Is that your final answer?
The only thing coming to my mind, he probably didn't even play for him, but that's who I'm going with.
Oh, he did play for the Bruins.
He did.
You're right. That's a good guess.
And
he also played for a lot of teams.
He's also known to, you know, throw out the kind of that Boston accent and have some fun with it.
Yeah.
So it's a good guess. But unfortunately, Mason, it is incorrect. We were looking for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, that makes sense. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, right. Boston's a good guess.
Good to have you back.
All right, thank you, Mason. You you have a great weekend. You're eligible next Friday.
You too.
All right, 615-737-1025. Let's go from Mason to Danny. Danny, you're up next on Friday Trivia. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the potluck.
Potluck. All right, look, Danny, let's find out if you were listening today. In the first hour of the show, we had Ken Danico on. We had a good conversation with him, good hockey discussion with him. He's on the NHL Network. He's an analyst. But he also won 3 Stanley Cups with this team that he currently also works for, along with his NHL Network duties. Do you remember the team that Ken Danico won 3 Cups with? We talked about it at the end of the interview.
The 3 cups.
And I believe this is right. Once again, I'm just doing this off the top of my head. Willie, did he not play his entire career with this team?
He did.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And he played his entire long career with this team. Only one team.
Only one I can really think of is the Oilers.
The Oilers is the guess. Is that your final answer?
Yep, most likely wrong, but I'll go with that.
Danny says the Edmonton Oilers.
And people, they avoid me. They avoid me. They think I asked the toughest question.
Was that tough?
To me.
Was that tough?
Can't even get to me.
That does tough.
People don't know who Ken Danico is. He played since 2005.
I said if you were listening to the show, this is easy.
Yeah, but I applaud him for that.
He was on the show at 10 o'clock.
Come on, man.
We want listeners all the time.
Danny,
on,
thank
Willie.
You. I am. It's Willie says it was tough. But your good news is you're eligible next Friday, and you have a great week.
All right. Sounds good. Y'all too.
Ken Danico played. He's known as Mr. Devil. And I get it.
Okay. I'm just right here. I'm here. I'm 2004. Just, it wasn't that long ago. I'm here.
I'm just trying to promote the show, Willie. I just want to, if you're listening to the show, it's a no-brainer. We talked about it with Ken Danico.
Did Jason Arnott play with him? when they, because he was on one of those cup teams.
He said
right?
95, yes. 2001. What were the years 2001 and 2003?
Yeah, because Arnett was on the A line. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yep. So, Will, all right. Well, Willie says that was tough. Wow. Coming from him, that's a little bit surprising considering some of the stuff he's thrown out there over the years. But okay.
It's okay.
615-737. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're up next here on Friday Trivia. Where would you like to start?
What were the two categories again besides potluck?
We got potluck, 2004, and Name That Tune.
Let's go Name That Tune.
All right. Kevin, I'm going to tell you this, that what I am about to play could be two songs, and I will accept either one of them. There's one okay. that it's similar that I won't accept.
What?
Wait, did somebody steal a song from the other?
When you hear it, you'll know what I'm talking about. That's all I'm going to say. When you hear it, you'll know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about yet?
I have no clue.
Oh, my gosh.
One more time. I can't think of the second song.
My hands are very sweaty. I'm sorry.
Come on, man. Sweaty yeah. hands.
I got sweaty hands.
I mean, you don't hear Eddie Van Halen say, my hands are sweaty. Sorry, audience.
I've heard him
mess
up before.
Come on, Chase. Get the rosin.
I need the rosin. There you go. That's the best I can do. I give up.
Is the caller even still on the line? This poor guy is just like...
Kevin, do you have a guess?
He's very sorry that he even called the show.
Is it the Kid Rock song?
See, so he is on to it. So he's named the other version.
Okay.
You were on the right track there.
The sample, that is a correct answer. It's not an incorrect answer. It's not the name of the song, though. He's got the artist.
Can you remember the name of the song? Or get close to it?
Give me two seconds.
While I look it up on my phone.
It was 1980.
It's like we were trying funny things.
Yeah.
We were smoking funny things.
Yeah.
Making love out by the lake to our favorite song.
He's got it, man.
He's
that,
got
that
it.
Is
no,
a,
his,
that
him
is
singing it, he's got it.
Come on. Kevin has got it.
You got to give me the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
He is moving on. He,
right. I would have accepted
I mean,
All Summer Long or Werewolves of London.
Werewolves of London, yes. Yeah. Warren Zevon.
By Warren Zevon. I knew that one, too. I couldn't think of it. I was on the spot.
He got a crappy version, and he still sang the song. He advances.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Heck, it took us 35 minutes to get a couple of correct answers here. Good grief. I still haven't even asked a question. Nobody wants a piece of it.
2004 or Potluck?
They really prepped today.
Let's go 2004.
Well, boy, that sounded confident.
I've been dying to ask this question.
You got bullied into that one by Willie.
Okay.
In 2004, this record of 274 consecutive NFL games with at least one pass reception came to an end. Who had the record stop that day? September 19th, 2004. 274 straight games with at least one pass reception.
Looking for the quarterback?
I'm looking for the receiver who had at least one reception in 274 consecutive games. It came to an end September 19th, 2004. 274 consecutive games with at least one catch.
I'm going to say Randy Moss.
He was a rookie in 98, so
Randy
that can't
Moss.
Be it. Yeah, that can't be it. He was a rookie in 98.
That is incorrect. Who holds all of the passing
records? I was
going
to say, when in doubt, what receiver do you go with?
Every single passing record.
Jerry Rice. It's got to be Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice. The Raiders. They won the game, but the streak ended.
I got it the second time around. All right.
Kevin, good work. Sorry you didn't win, but you have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
When in doubt, just go Jerry Rice if it's a wide receiver question.
I kind of want to give him a prize just for my sweaty hands.
You go with Muhammad Ali. Yeah. 737-1025. Let's go. We got to get a winner here. What's the deal?
I don't know. Speaking
is it the weather? Are people distracted because it might rain?
I don't know. Not sure.
Have sweaty hands.
Well, we got the extra round. We've been doing a lot of two-round Fridays, so the extra round, maybe. But you're not. We're not even getting to the third round. Antonio Brown, speaking of wide receivers, Antonio Brown has been suspended 8 games by the league. Let's go to Thomas. Thomas, you're up next. Where would you like to begin?
I can tell you it will not be Name That Tune.
Probably smart.
He's decided that.
I thought it was Sweet Home Alabama. So,
Thomas, I'm going to admit something right now. I am with you. At first, I thought that was absolutely Sweet Home Alabama. The first time I heard it,
well,
the Kid Rock song,
that song is a mashup of those two, right?
Of those three.
Werewolves of London, and there's a little, yeah.
Yeah, but there's some Sweet Home Alabama in it, too, because all three of those songs are, well, the two songs are very similar, and then Kid Rock sampled it, but it's a little bit different for Sweet Home Alabama.
But you're saying that would not have been a correct answer?
No, I would have taken All Summer Long or Werewolves of London, because that's what I was going with.
Holy cow. Okay. Whatever you say. Let's see. I'll do potluck.
Potluck. All right. The Nashville Super Speedway is come back in the news. It's going to be hosting a cup race next June. In 2021, we are going to have a cup race for the first time in this market since 1984. The question I have for you is... very simple. What city can you find the Nashville Super Speedway? What city can you find the Nashville Super Speedway?
That's in Gladeville.
Gladeville is the guess. Is he correct?
He is.
I don't think Elijah knows. Elijah's like, I don't know. Tell me.
I'm like, is he correct?
He is correct.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Gladeville is... what we were looking for. They're off 840. All right. Thomas, well done. Where would you like to go next?
You know where I'm not going, so 2004.
2004.
This was the last – 2004 was the last baseball season for this franchise in their city. They moved after the 2004 season. What baseball team am I talking about? It was a National League team.
I'm going to have to say the Montreal
Expos. You go with the Montreal Expos, and that is correct.
Pay
moving on.
Me and his money.
Chase.
Now
Chase, strum it up. We're going for a winner here. Now he gets to take the category he did not want to do, but he's got to do
Thomas,
to win the prize.
Here's the thing. I like you. I'm going to help you out. I believe in you, and I think you can do this. I set it up for you. There you go.
Are the hands still sweating, Chase? You had a little trouble with the transition there.
Do you want the
honest?
I thought
you said you practiced on vacation.
I did. Do you want the honest answer? What did I swing today? The hand is the sledgehammer.
Oh, my gosh. You're blaming this on the smash car? Come on. That was like 19 hours ago. Come on, Chase.
Come on.
You're better than that.
That is blinking fertilizer.
Did we get an official guess yet from Thomas?
That was Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
See, I did it.
It was.
It was put on a tee, and we have a winner. Thomas, congratulations.
Cutting down Wilfred, pass to Muscala. He'll get fouled, and he'll lay it up, and it is good, 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 good. G-O-O-D, that spells good, and it is good.
So music is my thing, so if he wants to give me some bonus points, he can do another one.
Oh, that's okay.
he's looking
hand,
for more.
His hand is tired. His
he's looking
tired.
For more. I know. He's swung a sledgehammer.
There you go.
I went to Hill.
Also a School of Rock song.
Yep, that's right. Thomas is on a roll. All right, Thomas, we're going to put you on hold. Congratulations. You have a great weekend. And Elijah will get all your info.
Thank you.
Let's quickly go to Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Pretty good.
Where would you like to start?
Let's do Name That Tune.
Name That Tune. Wow.
Coming right at
now everybody's feeling frisky.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, as they should. All right. Here we go. And I just tuned it, too, so that was good. Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
I suck today. Let's just put it that way. I suck today.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that, man.
I don't either.
I'll take I suck today for 500. Oh, the Daily Double. That is awful. Just
like
awful.
On my worst, on my best day.
Okay, so you still have to work through the adversity here and get the answer.
You have to work through the suckiness and make a guess.
No.
I think he's attempting an Aerosmith song, I think.
Yeah, Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
There you go.
He got it. That's how you fight through
adversity.
Holy
crap,
right,
Chase.
I got nothing. It's not good today.
All right, Mark. The good news is you'll be able to hear the questions and understand them. So where do you want to go next?
Potluck.
Potluck. The Nashville Sounds, who unfortunately are not having a season this year, recently switched over affiliations. They are now with the Texas Rangers organization. Who were they before the Rangers? Who were they affiliated with before the Rangers? I think they had them for 4 years.
Was it the Rays?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Was it the Rays? It was not, unfortunately. And the reason I bring this up, did you guys see this yesterday? I didn't bring it up on the show. Pat Venditti, he signed with the Marlins, I believe. Pat Venditti pitched here for the Sounds and for this team that I was looking for, the Oakland Athletics. If you remember, Mark, he is the guy, the pitcher, that uses both hands.
Yep.
And they created a rule in Major League Baseball because of him and his short stint with the A's. So the A's is who I was looking for.
Well, at least it sounded like Rays.
It did. It was close. Hey, thanks for trying. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys do the same. Thank you.
All right. Did you guys see that? That was his name, right? Venditti?
Yeah.
Yeah. He might have to pitch like 200 innings this year for the Marlins.
He might get a lot of work in with the Marlins, especially with all the doubleheaders they're going to be playing.
Exactly. He might come in very handy.
Nate just texted in and says, Chase is shaking off the rust, he hadn't played in a while. I wish that was the case, but I actually played last night. So it's just,
well, and you just got on here and admitted that you scrapped a category because you practiced on vacation.
I did. I know.
And you wanted to just show off the new skill set.
The manager has come in and pulled me off the mound already. I came into this game thinking I was gonna be awesome, and I have come up here with a gas can.
Yeah.
But when we come back, I have a thing for you guys, a news story and a surprise. Somebody's going to be calling in to end the show. because something has happened.
Okay. I hope it's somebody that can play a guitar and fill in for you.
They can't play a guitar, but they did something cool today for a good cause, and I think that we should talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, I'm intrigued, and I hope everybody out there listening is intrigued. We'll come back and wrap up Friday's edition of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. Rounded third and heading home on this Friday afternoon. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. Good stuff. A little Friday trivia. It's always fun to do that.
It's been something.
It's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride this hour.
I have to say, though, I've had so much fun today. Making a fool of myself is probably my favorite thing, so whatever. It's been fun.
You threw out a tease, and none of us know but you what you're talking
yes.
about. So I'm going to kind of turn things over to you and let you take it from here.
So I went and swung the sledgehammer today on the car. And
kind of,
or attempted to. But the Preds are doing some cool things to help with the Preds Foundation and all their charities. And obviously the fans can't participate in this stuff, so us in the media have been kind of carrying the torch. Ryan Porth, our program director and host of Preds Insiders, was one of those people this afternoon. Now you, Ryan, let's bring in Ryan. And I know you did swing the sledgehammer, but you did something even cooler and were actually successful with it, unlike me.
Yeah, so as I'm driving back to the station, let's start with the sledgehammer, because you did not swing a sledgehammer. You made contact with the sledgehammer with the smash car. You just made contact with it. I don't really think you can categorize that as swinging a sledgehammer.
Hey, I put dents on the car.
As Joe Dubin accurately said, a fly would have made more damage on the smash car than the sledgehammer that you were attempting to swing. So, yes, I did do the sledgehammer, and you are going to get a big kick out of it because I missed my first swing
into
the passenger window. I was not expecting it to be as heavy as it was, so I swung and missed, and then made three good connections with solid form after that one miss. So I bounced back. So there is a video out there. Justin Bradford of Penalty Box Radio got that video out there at Fordyce Center in Bellevue, but. I guess the cooler thing was that there is a charity shot on ice where the media members out there could take a shot from the center red line or the blue line. And I was the first up. I was the guinea pig on it. And I made the shot from the blue line into one of those little cardboard holes in net. So there were three little holes to fit a puck into the net, and I guess it's good to be lucky because one of the pucks went into one of those little holes and ended up winning $1,000 for Vanderbilt Children's Hospital and two season tickets for the Children's Hospital as well.
Wow.
Very cool.
Very nice.
So you said from the blue line?
From the blue line. From the center line, I barely missed.
Oh.
And then from the blue line, I nailed it.
When was the last time you shot a puck?
Shot a puck on ice probably back in 2002 in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow.
So you sounded a little bit surprised by this.
I was very much surprised that the puck found the back of the net. Very much so.
Wow. It's impressive.
I thought I was shooting at the other net on the other end of the ice, which didn't have a cardboard UC Saros between the pipes. And that was a wide open gaping net. So I was hoping that I was going to be shooting down at that net. But luckily the squirrel the blind squirrel found the acorn there. So,
all right.
Yeah. And
more
then Sean Henry did say, Chase, that in a Predators staff meeting this morning, that they spent the first 20 minutes of the staff meeting on Zoom talking about Chase's technique with the sledgehammer.
That's awesome. Willie, were you on the staff meeting?
How could you spend 20 minutes on that? I mean, I just it was pretty simple. That it was just like little – I mean, it was almost like he couldn't pick it up, and so it just kept falling down on the car. Like he couldn't pick it up to swing it, and so it just kept bouncing off the hood of the car. I don't know how you get a 20-minute conversation out of that.
I did get tired. Let me say this, though, because, Darren, you and Willie and Ryan, you guys have been witness to this. My lack of athleticism is so bad that every time you see it – it's like you stop and stare. You can't believe it because you didn't think in your mind that somebody could be that bad at something, and then you meet me, and there you go.
Yeah, honestly, look, I don't want this. This is not a pile-on session, but we are talking about it. I feel like every time I see you do something, Chase, it's like you're doing it for the first time in your life. Like anything, like if you were to like deal cards.
Yep.
You know, at a card table, I feel everything looks like it's the first time ever.
It gives people hope. It gives young athletes
<Does it>?
People
hope. It gives people hope.
It gives people hope. People are like, when they see that, like, I'm better than that guy. I have hope.
You don't have to go far. Oh. Hey, but you know what? Here I am on the radio, so.
And the crazy thing is like you don't need like a skill. Like cornhole is just literally picking up this bag and tossing it. Like
now
it's
that's
not like
improved.
You need to,
that's gotten better over the
no,
years.
No, I know, but like the first years that you did it, it was literally like you've never thrown anything in your life. Like you didn't even know how to like throw it. It was like, what do I do with this thing? It's like toss it, and you're like. And then you, like, hit the cabin with it. And it's like, whoa. No, at the board. Not just, like, toss it at the board.
Throw a beanbag over the rail. Had to go get it.
Yeah, throw it over the railing. Well, Brian, good job. And nice job raising
building
some money,
building confidence
too.
In the community.
Yeah.
All
very
right.
Good. Ryan Porth, everybody.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Yes. I can't think of a better way to end it than that. Hey, Reaction Monday. We are excited about that. We're going to have a lot of live sports to talk about, including what happened with the Predators and the Coyotes. You have a safe and wonderful weekend. We want you to be back with us on Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.